Northwest Indiana region has a lot of vibrant, growing communities. So, unfortunately, you know, you do see some traffic from Illinois that come over here that want to commit some crime. We've come across a few Illinois theft rings and fraudulent check writers. One of the things that we try to do is educate our public. So we're speaking, our department is speaking at the Chamber of Commerce breakfast on Thursday, and we'll be meeting with the seniors in town at the Bonner Center, hopefully here in a few weeks. The other thing we try to do is share information with other departments. There is a monthly detective meeting that in both Lake and Porter County that the detectives go to and share the information and the crimes that are happening, so we can kind of stay on top of what's going on, what the trends are.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you should mention about the fact that we, of course, always think about the violent crimes, the murders and such that happened, that could happen and come over here. And we know about, of course, on the federal level, what the gangs have done, the establishment that they've had over the years. And we know very much that the former U.S. Attorney David Capp had worked very hard, and his successor is also working very hard in trying to deal with the gangs that have come over and
Definitely.
Established themselves. So we talk about the violent crimes, but it's interesting you mentioned things about thefts and things like that. Do we find, if it does happen, if the spillage does come over, that it's more of these nonviolent crimes, but still just the same, affect residents?
Yeah, any type of crime affects a resident. You know, obviously, depending on the severity of the crime, how much it may affect them. I mean, if you talk to most chiefs or sheriffs around the region, I think they will tell you most of the crime revolves around substance abuse, you know, illegal drugs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of the theft fuels, you know, that, addicts steal so they can get money to buy their drugs. So again, collectively as a region, we want to be working together to share information, to share trends. You know, if you've got some information about, you know, burglaries in your town, you know, does that translate to what we have in our town? And are they the same suspects? And oftentimes we find out that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So crime, we know, doesn't stand still. It's not one place. It's going to go around wherever they can find the weakest point, and so we all got to be working together.
You mentioned the narcotics issue. We're finding, unfortunately, too, that our opioid crisis is a part of that that gets fueled because of the opportunity or the need for the drugs to come over?
Absolutely. The availability of illegal substances, illegal drugs, unfortunately, is on the rise. You know, prescription pills, one man's opinion, I think, as society, we're probably overprescribed, and it makes it easy to access, especially our kids in school. We have really good SROs that work with the schools to try to combat that. Another thing that we do at the Portage Police Department is to help eliminate some of the theft concerns or being taken advantage of. We've offered our lobby and our parking lot, because they're both video recorded, as a safe trade station.
Oh.
So somebody wants to come in there and do their, online exchange that they purchase something, they can come to our station and do it. It can be a meeting point. If you're coming from Fort Wayne and from Chicago, feel free to use our station.
Great. We've talked in the past about organizations that help deal with the rising crime in general, as well as the crime that may come over from Illinois into Northwest Indiana. And we know that the Northwest Indiana Major Crimes Task Force is very much involved in that. They're more of a reactive agency, though, aren't they? They're looking to find ways to help maybe reduce crime, but they're more concerned about investigating the ones that happen.
That's correct. We have detectives assigned to that task force as well. Again, it's important to work together, share information. If a crime were to happen and a particular community would like to activate them, then they would call the task force commander and do that. Jumping back to the opioid thing you mentioned, we at our department added a third officer to the Porter County Multi-Enforcement Group that goes after the illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was important that we're committing as much as our resources as we can afford to do.
So you're doing what you can, at least on a short-term basis, to do proactive work to be able to find ways to reduce, if not eliminate, the crime.
Yes. Well, short-term and long-term. I took over in 2012, and one of the messages is like, we're not going to tolerate the drug dealers, the gangbangers, and major acts of violence. So when we took over, our SWAT team was one of our focuses, and in the first year, We had like 22 activations. The second year was 20. And now last year in 2016, it was probably four. And this year I think we've had one. So I think that goes to show where we've had four. We had four consecutive year dropping crime, a slight rise in 2016, but we were down many, many officers. But still yet the third lowest total in the last 20-some years. Just continuing to stay on top of that, educating the public, being transparent as a department so that, you know, our community, you know, trusts us and they know they can come to us if they had a question or concern.
We're talking with Portage Police Chief Troy Williams as we continue our conversation into the spillage of crime, major and minor, if you want to refer to it as such, that comes from Illinois over into Northwest Indiana. And one of the concerns I know, Chief, is that you want to be sure that you build a good relationship with the community, and police officers work very hard at that. We know in the urban communities it's more difficult, but what do you feel that at least what you try within your role there as the Portage Police Chief to help strengthen that relationship?
You know, I think we're pretty fortunate. We have a lot of our officers, you know, they live in Portage, they grew up there, they're obviously raising their families, so when their kids get involved in like different youth organizations or sports teams, you know, they see these officers at different events. We do host a Citizens Academy and a Youth Explorers program, so that's another way to outreach with the community. We just recently, back in October of 2016, moved into a new police department building. It's the former University Center downtown. Mm-hmm. So that allows us – it's not your typical police department. It's not kind of – it's not drab. It's not walled off or anything. It's very open and inviting, and I think that's important when you're, you know, walking into a police department. So we have also National Night Out coming August 1st down at Founders Square, and most communities police departments do that around the country. And so we'll be bringing out all our specialty equipment, our canines, SWAT team, to let the citizens and the kids and everybody come take a look at it.
You talk about being a close part of the Portage community and trying to not only tell people that you're there if they need the assistance, but also, too, to show that you're part of the community. You're as much a resident of Portage as they are. And do you get any good response from residents when you have these opportunities to get together?
It's funny you say that. I just got a card in the mail today, actually, mm-hmm. from a resident who just wanted to thank us for the job that we do. She's like, you know, as a woman, I've lived here many, many years. I just wanted to reach out and let you all know that you do a great job here if no one's telling you. And, you know, we get complimented pretty regularly, and we're pretty, you know, happy with that. And that doesn't mean we can't make a mistake, you know, along the way. And if we do, then we want to correct those things. We don't want to rest on our laurels, and we want to try to, you know, continue to build on the relationships that we have. And, again, let the community know we're there to help them.
I know it may not be the case necessarily in the city of Portage, but in other communities here in Northwest Indiana, the relationship is still strained between police officers and the public. Some of it is because of years of distrust, and it can happen, and it's difficult to be able to change those ways. I know it has come up like that. Is there anything in particular that you and your officers work on to help try and strengthening that bond between community and the police departments, but also just as citizens?
Sure. I would agree with you. I think there is, you know, somewhat of a national movement that, you know, different areas of the country maybe not necessarily happy with some of the, you know, police involvement that they've had. I think as you see, as things bear out, the police have been found to be justified in some of the things. However, we want as a community to be transparent. And so we, you know, have these programs, again, the Citizens Academy, Youth Explorers, and those types of things. One of the things that we do, I think we're very successful with, is our social media outreach. Our mm-hmm. Facebook page has nearly 17,000 likes on it. And when we get a video or a picture of a suspect from a crime, we will put it on there. And I'll bet you our solve rate is 95% from the public. And usually within the first day, it's that crime is solved. So that lets the residents know, hey, we're actively trying to, you know, work for you to get this issue solved, but we can't do it alone. We need your eyes and ears, and we've been very successful at that.
Does it seem that, certainly in this case in particular, I'll be using the Facebook page to get the information out about crimes and about people that are wanted in connection with the crimes, that people are more apt to participate that way? It's sort of, it's anonymous, but you're not completely anonymous.
You can't be anonymous because they can send us a private message, so they don't necessarily have to post something, you know, in the public commentary. But it is, so it allows them to remain part private. You know, we do allow, you know, commentary on there. I think that's important. We would try to answer, you know, questions as they come up. And now we may not always agree on something, but it allows our community to voice their concerns or their opinions, and us to, you know, understand how they're feeling. And I think if we, you know, continue to do that, we can only get better together.
Now, we've talked here, in fact, at the start of our conversation, about some of the activities coming up here that the Portage Police Department is working to get more people involved in the community with the department and help out. Is there anything in particular that you, in talking with Mayor Snyder and other people in the City Council, that you would like to do with the police department to be able to strengthen that tie a little better?
You know, we're always looking for new and innovative ideas to reach out to the community. I said an annual one, which we have coming up, is the National Night Out. Mm-hmm. So we will have a big display out that night. I know the Porter County Fair is around the corner. We'll probably have some officers out there, maybe some of our specialty equipment. You know, especially, you know, kids like those things. You know, we encourage our officers, although the school's out, school gets back into session, to go read at the schools. A lot of times we get invited to do that. So anytime we can have a positive interaction with the community, we want to do that.
Do you think that these efforts have helped kind of keep the crime spillage from getting as far to the east as Portage?
I think so. I mean, I challenge a community to say that they have no crime. I mean, so it's how you're going to address it. And I think if you do it proactively, but in conjunction with your community, then you're both going to win. Like I said, we've been fortunate. We had a four-year drop that never happened, you know, four consecutive year that had never happened before. Slight rise this last year, but still at the third lowest ever. So that tells me that we and the community are doing something right.